This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Can Kyle Rittenhouse sue for defamation? Before his trial, Kyle Rittenhouse was publicly pronounced guilty by a lot of media, politicians, and activists. Now acquitted of all charges, including several homicide charges, many people are asking the question, can Rittenhouse sue the people and companies who defamed him? First, what is defamation? Defamation is a statement that injures a third party's reputation. Defamation comes in two forms, slander, which is verbal, and in writing, which is libel. To prove a prima facie defamation case, a plaintiff must show four things. First, a false statement purporting to be a fact. Two, publication or communication of that statement to a third person. Three, fault amounting to at least negligence. Four, damages or some harm caused to the person or entity who is the subject of the statement. Now, different states vary in their anti-defamation statutes. Therefore, courts in different states will interpret defamation laws quite differently. And defamation statutes will vary somewhat from state to state. The court must first conclude that Rittenhouse is what he would call a limited public figure. Then Rittenhouse will have to prove that these news organizations and individuals acted with actual malice, or in other words, a reckless disregard for the truth. Rittenhouse would also have to show how they damaged his reputation in regards to these false allegations. Now, many high-profile people voiced their thoughts before, during, and after the trial. Here's a list of a few people that Kyle Rittenhouse could sue. First, he could go after media and tech companies. Some of the biggest corporate media companies repeatedly got the facts about Kyle Rittenhouse completely wrong, and they misrepresented them over and over again. They reported his mother drove him to the riots, that they were peaceful anti-racism protests. He carried a gun illegally. He carried a gun across state lines. He traveled across state lines to a town in which he had no business being in, and ultimately that he must be a white supremacist. Now, in a defamation case, a judge would consider assertions of domestic terrorism and murder, both felonies and factually incorrect, which means legally these assertions cannot be written off as simple opinions. Now, Rittenhouse could also sue these companies for accusing him of vigilantism and painting a narrative to make him look guilty. He would also have to prove how his reputation was damaged by those actions. Now, in an article released days after the shooting, CNN emphasized Rittenhouse's support for law enforcement, and given their audience and the current societal context of defund the police, all cops are bastards, the Black Lives Movement, and high-profile police shootings, doing so would obviously make Rittenhouse look a certain way and insinuate some level of intent. The title of the article read, "Trump refuses to denounce violent actions by right-wing agitators." The headline by default lumps Rittenhouse in with right-wing agitators, again, with no proof at the time that Rittenhouse was an agitator at all. Other examples, CBS. On November 11th of 2021, CBS said in a now-deleted tweet that Rittenhouse admitted to murdering two men in self-defense. Kyle Rittenhouse testified in his own murder trial yesterday, breaking down in tears as he told the jury he murdered two men at the Black Lives protest last year in self-defense, the tweet read. Now, on November 16th of 2021, MSNBC's Joy Reid did a segment comparing the Rittenhouse trial and the Arbery trial and asked if the cases will serve as proof that white men can act as executioners. She also called Rittenhouse a teenage vigilante. MSNBC Joe Scarborough falsely claimed Rittenhouse's mother drove him across state lines before unloading 60 rounds. Now, Scarborough also said Rittenhouse appointed himself a militia member. He later corrected himself on Twitter, this is Joe Scarborough, saying he misspoke and meant that he unloaded rounds in 60 seconds. And if you watch the trial, he still didn't get it right. And then on Saturday, the day after Rittenhouse's acquittal, MSNBC's Cross Connection host, Tiffany Cross, referred to Rittenhouse as a little murderous white supremacist in her critique. Now, the New York Times is accused of hiding a story until after the 2020 election, which detailed the extent of the violence during the Kenosha riots. The void created by a lack of correct information arguably allowed a lie to spread that Rittenhouse went to Kenosha to terrorize peaceful protesters. Then we have ABC. In October of 2020, ABC News referred to Rittenhouse as an alleged white supremacist, despite the fact that the 18-year-old has no known ties to white supremacists. Now, Facebook, those guys, in September of 2020, they labeled Rittenhouse's actions as mass murder, even though he had not been convicted of any such crime. Facebook also went the extra step and censored any posts made in support of Kyle Rittenhouse. Then we have members of Congress, Ilhan Omar. So on August 27th of 2020, Omar tweeted saying Rittenhouse executed two people, calling him a domestic terrorist. Cori Bush, on October 26th of 2021, Bush called Rittenhouse a white supremacist murderer. Even after Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges on November 19th, Bush doubled down and called him a white supremacist murderer again. Now, Joe Biden, the president, he could also face civil defamation suits from Kyle Rittenhouse for calling him a white supremacist last year without any evidence whatsoever. And guess what? The statements were made before Biden became president and had the immunities of the president's office. Biden tweeted back in September of 2020, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night." Oh, let's not forget about Colin Kaepernick. He tweeted after Rittenhouse's acquittal, "We just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terrorist acts of white supremacists. This only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed." Now, the notion that Rittenhouse could specifically sue media companies for defaming began to gain momentum after Nicholas Sandman. Remember him? Well, he settled a suit for $275 million. This was against several news organizations, although those numbers haven't been officially stated because of confidentiality clauses. The information has been suggested that the suit against CNN settled for $275 million over the network's coverage regarding a confrontation involving Sandman and his classmates and a Native American man during a school trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Nicholas Sandman has offered a voice of support for Kyle Rittenhouse, having previously been slandered as a racist, white supremacist by left-wing media. Sandman wrote, "Kyle should be prepared for a long trial, which will be present in his mind for years. Personally, I'm still involved in 6 media lawsuits as January approaches, marking 3 years since the confrontation took place at the March of Life. So if Kyle is prepared to take on another burden in his early life with the acceptance that it might result in nothing, I answer, give it a shot and hold the media accountable." Sandman scolded politicians and media figures like President Joe Biden and LeBron James, telling them all to shut up before rushing to judgment. For instance, when President Biden referred to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist, Sandman said, "From my own experience, the death threats, feeling of no future ahead, and that millions of people hate you is enough to alter you in many concrete ways and permanently. Make no mistake, even the strongest of people cannot resist the mental impact when the media war machine targets you." Kyle Rittenhouse sues was somehow, I think he is. Well, I think these news organizations are going to feel the pinch, the financial pinch, that is, and people don't change their conduct until it gets too expensive for them not to change that conduct. We'll see how things turn out.